Senator Roger Chamberlain with us, of course, who is the chair of the Senate Taxes Committee. Very important committee in the Minnesota Senate. You got your work cut out for you this year, Senator, I think, with the federal tax changes. And now the question is, what do we do in terms of conforming Minnesota to that or making the match up as much as possible? And from your perspective, is that doable? And what steps are you taking to get the information that you need?
Good. So a couple of things real quick. The best thing for the state of Minnesota, the best thing for the citizens of this state, for the good citizens of this state, is to conform to the federal law and then change our law to reduce their taxes. In other words, conform and relief, so that we don't have to touch any of that money that's going to that'll be in excess and surplus. Conform and relief for the state of Minnesota. It's the best thing for the citizens individually, collectively, and for our competitiveness with the rest of the country, so we can remain economically strong, grow, and be ready for our future and share the prosperity. There's a lot to offer, but in order to do that, in order to address the problems in the future, the challenges, we need a strong, growing economy. We need to share prosperity and allow people to reward people for allowing them to work. They need to work. They want to work, and we should do the best we can to make that as easy and as rewarding as possible.
Senator, I know one of the big unknowns in this is the state budget situation. We got a forecast a couple months ago now, or going on 3 months ago now, that showed a deficit, not a large deficit, but it was the first deficit in quite some time for the state budget. The leaders and Governor Dayton are all saying they think that this one will be a surplus. What is your sense on that, and does that make it easier to do this conformity?
I should step back for one quick second. You had also Please. Asked, is this conformity doable?
Yes.
Absolutely. Where people are working hard to understand it, the nonpartisan and partisan staff working hard to understand it and get this in usable form. We can do this. It is doable. And I believe we have some support from both sides. We have a lot of support from our side and some support from the other side of the aisle. It'll just be a matter of whether or not Governor Dayton will accept that. So it is doable. So the surplus, I would agree also that it wasn't a big the numbers and some of the assumptions were questionable in December. So I would suspect with some of the things that have transpired, different assumptions, better estimates on GDP growth and personal income and things like that, I would expect a forecast that shows a surplus. How big that is, I'm not quite sure. I would not desire to even guess at that, but do believe it would be a surplus for a variety of reasons.
Let me ask you this, Senator. Does there need to be a surplus in order to make this conformity doable to the extent that you feel is necessary to not only give Minnesotans some tax relief, but get the business climate in better shape? Does there have to be a surplus in order to do it to that degree?
Short answer is no. The budget is already set for the future. It was set in the last session in 2017, so it's established for 18 and 19. We don't need that surplus to go forward with what we have. What we have is all excess coming in if we conform. I would have I can't believe we would be under, that we'd still be in deficit. If it is shows us in deficit, I think we have a big problem with credibility on the other side of prediction and estimate side. But I do not believe we need a surplus to go forward. A surplus is nice. It's better than not. But do we need it to go forward? Right now, I'd say no.
What's your timeline? And you've been doing some information gathering already, and now you're going to start hearings. But at what point do you think you'll bring forward a bill? Are we looking at later in the session? Are we looking fairly early on in the session? Do you have any feel for that yet?
Right. I believe we'll have something fairly early on. We've been anticipating what we would want in bill language. So staff, the The skilled staff, nonpartisan and partisan alike, are working on that language with the assumption and the expectation that we're going to have a conformity bill. So once that, because they've been working on it and thinking with that in the back of their mind, I believe it won't be as difficult to put one together. And so I would estimate, my hope is that something somewhere by the end of March or before that, that we would have a something together that we could present.